Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a Cuban party, man.
Yeah, brother,
I can
dig
it.
Right on.
Hey, man, what's your name?
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Hey, Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. War is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Goes out to Regina King and the King family.
to the entertainment industry. And what a terrible, great loss. I believe the young man was 28 years old, and he committed suicide. I don't wish that on anybody. All my people on Facebook Live, good morning, Tina Jennings. Good morning, how are you? Good morning, Anita Sanders, how are you? Good morning, Anita, you online? You good at work? I'm just so sweet. Praise the Lord. Thank God, everybody. You know, I hope you all can hear me okay, loud and clear. I'm trying something new today, and, it's so far so good. Let's get into one of our wonderful co-producers in the studio with us, Clarence M. Allen. Good morning, Brother Clarence M. Allen. Welcome to the show, Brother Clarence M. Allen. How are you this morning?
Oh, what's going on? Yeah, what's going on? You know, you're so right, Pastor Eddie, this introductory song, this theme song for the Eddie Justice Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. It is the perfect song. It pertains to what's going on each and every day of our life, of what has happened, what is happening, and what is going to happen. But I also like to say good morning to my co-producers, my co-hosts,
yes,
and especially to all the listeners throughout the nation and around the world, because you have once again tuned in to the greatest American morning show, the Blog Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Show. This show, we are writing it, and you are in here. Thank you for having me again, Pastor Eddie.
It's an honor and a pleasure to have you in the studio with us, my brother, Brother Clarence M. Allen, who wrote books like The Haunted Soul Brother. And, of course, you know, Regulate is something we have on our show every single week. It is his particular segment of the show, and he shares some very interesting dynamic things out of that book, and we'll hear from Brother Clarence M. Allen, our co-producer, in just a little while. Boy, we have a sports report for you today, for you NFL sports enthusiasts out there who are watching the playoff games over the weekend. Did you get fired or what? We'll talk about that later on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. This is a show where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. I want to send a big shout out to Fina Jennings. And Fina has a wonderful, wonderful place where you can go and get your skin off. Skinstation is the name of it. It's called Skinstation. So if you haven't been to Skinstation, you haven't had your face done, whatever you need to get done, it has to do with facials and all. Skinstation can do it. Look them up. Tell them Pastor Jones sent you, and maybe you'll get the love discount. The love discount, okay? Skinstation, you got to go there. Also, too, I want to shout out Sister Anita Sanders. Thanks for joining us this morning, Sister Anita. I just want to thank God for everybody who's on Instagram and Facebook. I'm on Instagram and Facebook right now. Facebook, y'all. Yeah, we're going to go on down yonder and be talking country today. But anyway, on Facebook and Instagram, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook and Instagram. Now, if you want to join us on the Blog Talk Radio Show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com, and on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions, and you'll be online watching the show. There you go, right there. Online, you'll be able to see the pictures and everything. You'll see some of the food that I cook, because today we're going to have a segment called Health and Wellness, like we do every single week, Jerry. And what a show we're going to have for you today on financial literacy and spiritual upliftment and encouragement. You get that on our show every week, no matter what. This is what we do. And so that's what I'm saying to everybody out there. No matter what happened yesterday, praise the Lord. Thank God you woke up this morning. You get another opportunity to get it done today. So ain't God good? And he's given us all the paths every single day. Let's get in my daughter, Talana Jones. Good morning, Talana Jones. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Daddy, and good morning to all of the listeners, and to Clarence, and to Miss Butterfly, my Aunt Dara, and I'm blessed, Father, and highly favored.
Amen.
I thank you for opening up the show and for a wonderful Monday show. Good morning,
Amen.
All. I love you.
Talana Jones.
Brother
yes,
Clarence, Talana, can you guys hear me pretty clear? Hello, hello. Can you guys hear me clearly?
I think it's okay,
yes,
Pastor Abby.
Yes, fine.
Okay.
It was a little staticky on Facebook Live, but we'll make out.
Amen. Okay, let me get Professor Reams, our co-producer in the show. Good morning, Professor Reams. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor Jones. Good morning, Regulator, and good morning, Talana, Words of Wisdom. Once again, a wonderful Monday to start off our week, and all I say is just everyone sit back, hold on, and enjoy the ride, because this is going to be a wonderful ride, which starts us off in sharing our love for the Lord, but hitting those real-deal, holy-feel topics, but then also showing how much the grace and mercy and how all of us are one as we work together. So with that, good morning, everyone, good morning.
Amen.
Good morning.
Now, without further ado, let me get, let's see. Good morning, welcome to the show, caller 323-615. How are you this morning? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Eddie, Professor Reams, Clarence, Talana, and all the guests and listeners.
Amen. Good morning, Vera. How are you, sis?
I am wonderful. And you?
Good morning. Hi.
Good
Vera
morning.
Jones.
Good morning, Dr.
Good
Granny V.
Amen. Well, good morning, everybody. All right, everybody on Instagram, Facebook Live, thank you so much. Let me wave at a few people right quick. Let me wave at you and then wave at you down here. Good morning, Jeannie. How are you? Good morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. And let's wait a minute. I think this is Sheila Timberlake. Oh, my gosh. Let's see if we got Sheila Timberlake in the studio with us. Good morning, Sister Sheila Timberlake. How are you?
Hello. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear right now.
Hi, good morning.
How
was fine. I was doing a facial.
Oh, you were doing a facial? You're getting ready for your, I'm going to say, your trip. I'm going to say hi to Brenda. Oh, Brenda Kelly. Hey, good morning, Brenda Kelly. You're getting married. God bless you. Let's see who else is on there. Peter. Okay. What's up, Peter? How are you, brother? Yeah, we've got some people on Instagram here. Let's see. Let's go back up. Let's get that out of here. Now, Sheila, I want to talk to you for a minute, just for a minute. Welcome to the show. And anyway,
good morning,
so
Sheila.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That's
right, Sheila. I just did a facial as well, and it feels great.
Okay. You want to look 10 years younger?
You know,
just put an egg on your face.
Yes.
You know, it's always good. You know, you can put a lot of, I heard you can put honey on your face, avocado on your face. I heard you can even put peanut butter on your face. Now, is that true that you can use peanut butter, too?
I didn't use anything but an egg, and that's all I use.
Oh, yeah, I heard you put an egg on your face, too, you know. So, but anyway, let's get on it. You know, Regina King lost her son to suicide just this past weekend.
Oh,
and
I know.
My heart goes out to mental health. My heart goes out because we need to break the stigma on mental health. I'm getting the Holy Ghost chills right now. We don't know what some of our kids are going through sometimes. And it's bigger than we understand sometimes, the stress and the pressure of life. And then you've got post-traumatic stress syndrome going on. Then you got COVID-19 post-traumatic stress syndrome going on. Then you got the way of the world going on. And just people are mean right now. I don't know if it has something to do with the Omicron and all of this disease stuff going on. But people have been really cold and callous. But I mean, there's a lot of loving people out there, too. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of people that praise the Lord. And, you know, there's a lot of good people out there, but there's some bad people out there. My heart goes out to the two young ladies in Inglewood. And, Clarence, can you look up the Regina King situation for Regina King, please, with her son? We want to get his name. So if you can look that up, Clarence, thank you very much. We're live. And also, if someone could look up, maybe you, Professor Reams, could look up the shooting in Inglewood, California, that took place over the weekend at a birthday party where a 20-year-old young lady was celebrating her birthday, and the two sisters, the mother didn't lose one child. She lost two kids and two other young males that were there, and one guy is in critical condition. So Mayor Butts said that was the biggest shooting that has transpired in the city of Inglewood in its history. in its history. That's serious, y'all. They fired over 40 rounds into this party, birthday party, and killing both of the sisters. The young lady, it was her birthday. She's deceased. My heart goes out. And then her sister. And then the two guys that were with them, I guess their boyfriends. And another guy was shot. So let's pray for that family as we get some more information on that in a little while. And some more information on Regina King, because I definitely want to talk about both of those items. Sheila, Sheila,
yes.
Is it okay to say a prayer with you this morning right now?
Oh, yes, please do.
Amen. We need a prayer this morning. I'm going to say a prayer for travel grace. Father, I ask that you bless the Regina King family right now, God, on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show right now, where we talk about civil rights. But more importantly, we talk about God. More importantly, we put God first in everything we do, because our God can do anything but fail. And as you touch this morning on the King family, we just give you, God, the glory right now. And God, also, we're just praying for, hallelujah, we're praying for, let's see here, no, we don't want that. So we're also praying, God, for the four, five people that were shot in Inglewood and the two sisters that passed away on one of the sisters' birthday. My heart goes out to the mother and to the entire family right now. Also, we're praying for anybody who's sick and shut in the name of Jesus. Bless them. Anybody who's waiting to be turned over in their bed because they can't turn over on their own. Anybody who's waiting to be fed because they can't feed themselves. We're just asking you to bless them, God, right now. I just ask, God, that you bless everybody that's on the show, everybody that's going to come on the show, and everybody who loves this show. Just bless them right where they are with whatever they're going through. Now, God, we just ask for rehabilitation in our life, rejuvenation and restoration. We know that you died for our sins, God, and we just ask that you order our steps in the most positive way possible that will be pleasing to you, Almighty God. Now, Father, if we've done anything wrong in thought, word, or deed, omission, or commission, please forgive us right now, God. And I just ask that you bless everybody that hears this, sees this, and knows about this, God. Hallelujah. We give you the glory in Jesus' mighty name. I ask that you bless our dear sister Sheila and give her travel grace and all of her associates and whoever goes on this trip. Just touch them, God. Give them travel grace like never before. Thank you, God, for what you have done. Thank you, God, for what you're going to do. In Jesus' mighty and master's name we pray. And everybody say, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We need a prayer
amen.
This morning. All right. All stuff going on, y'all. We need a prayer this morning. I want to reach out to Sister Sheila. Go ahead and take the floor, Sheila. What's on your heart this morning? Go ahead and share. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Go ahead with us, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, everything you said about Regina King and her son, and then I heard about the tragedy about the young ladies at the party. But with Regina
yeah.
King, her son, I was telling everybody, you know, he had to be troubled, and it had to be something going on for years, and it just either was not seen are talked about, and sometimes we can see situations, but we won't believe what we see, you know, or we can't get the person to help. My client, you know, that I had, I realized he had mental illness that was part of the problem with him, and his mental illness got so bad that he gave me so much blues that I realized I got really depressed, right? And I had to decide to take a mental break from my job. And, you know, I was telling people something's going on with me, but I don't know what it is and stuff. And they were saying, Sheila, you think you're having a breakdown? Or are you depressed? No, I don't think that, because I couldn't recognize it because I've never been that stressed or never been that depressed, right?
Right.
And then just one day I heard God say, you need to sit down. I need to sit you down.
Mm-hmm.
Even with me not understanding.
All right, come on.
I said, okay, well, I'm going to back off from working for 4 months.
Yeah.
And a lot of people couldn't understand that. But my family understood it, you know, because they saw me changing. So
yeah.
it It is recognizable if you recognize it, if people around you recognize it, you know.
Yeah.
And if you don't take care of it, it'll cause you to do some crazy things. So I pray for her. We know, you know, we say rest in peace, but we know if you take your life, there's no way you can rest in peace. God's not happy with us taking our lives. So, you know, we pray that, you know, eventually the soul will find rest, however God deals with that. And then the young ladies,
yeah.
I heard this morning that one of the guys that got shot, he admitted he was gang affiliated. So they said it had to be a gang shooting. And what's such a tragedy, you know, can happen to a mother?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But only God knows why things happen and why he lets it go the way he lets it go. He never does anything wrong to us, but he will step aside. Mm-hmm. I do understand
Amen.
That. So we don't know that, but all we can do is just keep asking him, please, to heal the world, you know, heal the people's minds and emotions. And people have been evil for since we've been on this planet. It just seems like it's right to come out in the open. So we just need, you know, we need a break.
Yeah, we do. Thank you. Let's give her a hand for sharing that.
Well said.
It takes a lot to talk about. You know, and mental health is so taboo, but it takes a lot to talk about personal issues from your own life. And, you know, and I'm going to ask you all to keep me in prayer because I, too, as every other human being on this planet Earth, go through things. And even as a pastor, pastors need prayer. Ministers need prayer. Deacons need prayer. Caller in the 503 area code, are you there? Caller in the 503 area code, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Good morning, Linda Goldie. Everybody say good morning to Linda Goldie.
Good morning,
good morning,
Linda Goldie, our poet.
Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
Linda Goldie.
Good morning. I'm sorry I missed what was going on that you were talking about.
Linda, you haven't missed anything. Did she miss anything, you guys?
Nope, she's right on time.
Uh-oh.
We missed you, Linda. Glad you're here.
We missed you. Okay, so Linda, you're on the show now. You haven't missed anything. We're talking about Regina King. Her son committed suicide over the weekend. We're talking about that. We're talking about mental health and paranoid schizophrenia and bipolar syndrome and how taboo the subject matter and topic is itself and how we need to take the stigma off of it so that it can be talked about more and more actions can be done, to address these very powerful issues. Edie Way on Instagram said good morning, Linda. And on Facebook Live, they're saying good morning to you, Linda, and everybody on the show. And I just thank God for all the people that are chiming in on the show. I appreciate all of you more than any words could ever say. Let's see. Let me go here.
About Virginia's son.
Yeah, I know. Let's go on to our first topic, the subject matter. Our first topic is suicide and mental health. What are the signs for help, and what can we do? Our first topic is suicide and mental health. What are the signs for help, and what can we do? We're going to go to our professor first. None other than Professor Reins. Professor Reins, please take the floor on our first topic, suicide and mental health. What are the signs for help, and what can we do? Please go right ahead, Professor Reins.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Jones. And one thing I always tell friends that by trade, I'm still a behavioral scientist. By family members, we've had a wonderful counseling center, which mother and I, we ran for many years until we had to close it down. And this was one of the issues that cropped up, even when you're dealing with what we call light neurosis, which is something that is created as opposed to a psychosis, which is more chemically and more inherent in the body. So what the signs that we've identified, if there is a danger, is the fact that one sign is talking about wanting to die or to kill oneself. That's one sign that says it. Whether jokingly or lightly, this might be an indication that the person is not very happy at this point. Next is looking for a way to kill oneself, which is an active way of doing it, because now that is taking action. Next is talking about feeling hopeless or having no purpose. Now, this is where the idea of maybe chronic depression comes in, because the fact that the person is always feeling hopeless, not feeling well, not feeling that they're worthy, and just having a low self-esteem comes up. Next, talking about feeling trapped or being in unbearable pain. So sometimes, as Sheila shared, there are situations where folks find themselves just feeling trapped, or they're in a bit of a, like running on a in circles. And in doing so, that causes some major issues when they're thinking about how to handle the pain. So it's important that we recognize that there could be that feeling if it's combined with the feeling of hopelessness overall. The next is talk about being a burden to others. And in doing that, there's that feeling that because I'm not worthy, because I'm just here and I'm just taking up space, I'm just being a burden, so I don't feel that I should stay around if I'm going to be a burden. Now, you may note there's an increased use of alcohol or drugs, depending on what's going on. And again, these signs are different for each person. The next is acting anxious, agitated, or reckless. There's a bit of anxiety that comes up, or there's a way to try to compensate a feeling that just everything is just on your nerves, or you just not thinking, just do it without thinking about how best it should be done. There's also sleeping too little or too much, depending on what's going on. And finally, we get to withdrawing or feeling isolated, where the person feels that rather than be a bother, be a burden, be in this situation of pain, they're just going to physically and mentally withdraw from everything. The next is showing rage or talking about seeking revenge. And then finally, displaying extreme mood swings. And in doing so, these are the standard warning signs that have been noted by professionals. So the thing that has to be done is similar to what Sheila had mentioned, where it has to be identified, whether by family members or by the person or by whoever, because then the next step is to address the issue by talking, by having some form of communication, because in that way it can come out in the open. Because sometimes, as was mentioned in the example, you may not know that you have a problem until you know you have a problem. So if you don't define that you have the problem, then it doesn't exist in your mind. In that case, then you need to take a break, need to listen, to reflect, to do whatever it is that you do just to see what is going on at this point in time. And in doing so, then it's okay to seek help at some time. But because of, and this is what Dr. Aretha has told us, there's such a stigma surrounding mental health that it's very difficult in some communities to even admit that there's a problem because of the stigma around it. So because of that stigma, then the person goes back to feeling isolated in some way, shape, or form. And because of that, there is the final solution, which is what had happened to the young man and to Regina King. So this is what happens when it's not addressed. So it's important that as quickly as things crop up, that it needs to be brought to the surface so that some intervention, some action can be taken. Now, it is a 50-50 chance. If the person feels that this is not a problem, convincing them and telling them that it is a problem is going to be a major challenge. But once, as Sheila shared in her example, that she sat down, took some time off, and then had a chance to reflect and get some proper information, that helps in the process. So with that, that is what we know so far. There's also lifelines and helplines of anonymous, so if people don't feel comfortable in outwardly seeking or contacting a psychologist, psychiatrist, then they can also go to a helpline where you can talk to someone anonymously. We have that all with our student population, because with our students, there is that issue of self-doubt, of when they get that first bad grade, failure. And because of that, they may not know who to turn to or what to turn to. And because of cultural things, we have to say that we're all that, and I'm going to quote another pastor, we're all that and a bag of chips. But in that sense, we're not, and we tend to want to have our ego show that we're there, we're normal, we are, we have it all together, when in fact, we have to be vulnerable and be honest with ourselves in order to start the process of resolving the inner turmoils that are going on, that spiritual battle that Prophet Monica talks about all the time, where,
yeah,
where the devil and bad spirits can get to us where they want us to be at their mercy, which then results in the final solution of suicide or going down a bad path, which will then eventually lead to suicide because of the also the lack of spiritual grounding that we need. So with that, Pastor
wow.
Jones, I yield back to you.
That's Rain.
Thank you all, and thank you, Sheila Timberlake, as well. Thank you for starting us off.
Thank you.
Wow, that was some very pertinent information. You're on the Age Home Radio Talk Show. If you want to call into the show and comment on the statement, dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Call into the show right now. If you want to talk about suicide, if you want to talk about mental health issues, if you just want to talk to somebody and you're going through something right now, or you got something on your heart right now, you need to pray right now, call into the show. It's okay. This is why we are here every single Monday, to talk about human rights, to talk about constitutional rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights, and we have a right to address mental health issues. We have a right to be rehabilitated, restored, and rejuvenated. Now, this is very serious, okay? You heard from my dear sister, Sheila Timberlake. You heard from Professor Reigns. Let's go to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence, please take the floor. Were you able to get some information on Regina King and her son? Go right ahead.
Yes, I did, Pastor Eddie. Another very important hot-button topic here. You know, first, my deepest sympathies and condolences to Regina King, to the mother in Inglewood, and I know that those kids have a father. Condolences to them, but especially condolences to the mother and father whose 16-year-old daughter was murdered up under the 110th freeway over on Manchester just a couple of weeks ago, Pastor Eddie. You know, we cannot forget this young child, you know.
Shooting
has escalated here in Los Angeles. But Regina King has lost her only child. She released a statement on the 22nd that her son Ian Alexander Jr. has committed suicide just days after his 26th birthday. Our family is devastated at the deepest level by the loss of Ian, King said in a statement she sent to people. He is such a bright light who cares so deeply about the happiness of others. Our family asks for respectful consideration during this private time. Thank you. King shared her son with her ex-husband and producer, Ian Alexander Sr. They divorced back in 2007. Alexander Jr., who turned 26 on January 19th, was a DJ and went by the moniker Des Dune. He just released his single Green Eyes on January 7th. He had an upcoming performance at the Avalon in Los Angeles on January 28th for Breaking Sound Los Angeles that he was promoting on his Instagram page in the post. In the past few weeks, it seemed like Alexander was going through a rough time. You know that episode of SpongeBob? This is a quote where they go inside of his brain. It's a bunch of mini SpongeBobs just losing their sugar honey iced tea. Yay, that one really hits home, he tweeted on January 24th. He then followed with a tweet, "I don't think Instagram is healthy for me." King and Alexander Jr. shared close bond while accompanying his mother to the Golden Globes in 2019. He spoke about how wonderful his mother is. "She's such a super mom," he told E! News. "She doesn't really let bad work days or anything come back home to ruin the time that we have." She talks about how she gets emotional to her son. She says, "I get emotional because my son is an amazing young man, and it took me to be a mother to realize how incredible of a woman she is, my mother." She said, "You don't know what unconditional love is. You may say you know, but if you do not have a child, you don't know what that is. But when you experience it, it's the most fulfilling ever." So that's the greatest part about me, being a mom to Ian, and that's what Jenny King has quoted. And Pastor Eddie, I like to add this short message. You know, reading this article right here, this guy just turned 26. He had an upcoming event, and in his quote, he was saying how he was going through a tough time. And, you know, it made me think about the Lynch letter when it says, "Take the mind." And each and every day, we all have three challenges.
Yes, we do.
We have a mental challenge. We have a physical challenge. And we have our spiritual challenges. And all three of these beings make up our soul, make up our character, make up our entity. Yeah. And I remember looking back at myself. I had my own mental challenges growing up at an early age. My father passed when I was 14. And I was going through such a mental difficulty and had counseling and seen psychs and all this. So, you know, I give God thanks and glory for all of us who face our challenges, who battle our and challenge our challenges, that we get through each and every day, man. May God have mercy and energize and strengthen his mother, strengthen his father, strengthen the rest of their immediate family and all the rest of the families who are affected with death this week. Thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thank you to all the listeners.
Let's give a big hand for Clarence and Alan bringing us that information.
Amen, Clarence.
Excellent, Clarence. The regulator.
You know, suicide is very, very serious. And it just goes to show you, it doesn't matter how much money you have, because they have plenty of money. So money wasn't an issue. Property wasn't an issue. Sometimes mental health is something that we got to talk to our loved ones and say, "Hey, are you okay? Is everything all right? I just called to check on you." Just call and check on your loved one, especially one that you haven't talked to in a while. It only takes a minute to pick up the phone or send a text or go on Facebook Live Messenger. And just message them, you know, so you can look at their face and say, "Hey, I love you. Are you okay? Is everything all right? Do we need to talk about anything, no matter what it is, big or small? How can I help you get over whatever that situation might be or could be or is?" And that's what we can do to help out. Like Professor Reed said, we have to pay attention to the signs. And sometimes the signs are silent. But as you can hear him on Instagram and Facebook saying, "Maybe this is not the place for me anymore," that's a message in itself. But my heart goes out to Regina King and the King family. My heart goes out to the mother who lost both of her daughters in one night to guns, period. Let's get guns off this doggone street, okay? I'm so upset about this. Five young African-Americans are shot, four dead, and one in critical condition, hanging on for life. It's just redundantly ridiculous that we're still going through this kind of drama in our community. And that's why we read the Willie Lynch Law on the show every year, because it just Okay, we're going to play that song in just a minute. We don't own the rights to this song, y'all. But we're going to hear a song that her son, Alexander, made. Regina King's son, he was a DJ, and he made music. And we're going to hear a little song from him in just a little bit. I see a lot of callers calling in. Wait, hold on. Let's see if this caller wants to call in at 310-977 area code. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Did you want to say something? Good morning. How are you this morning? Call in at 310-977. Are you there? Okay, maybe they don't want to go put it back on. Okay. All right.
Pastor Jones?
Yes, go right ahead.
Pastor Jones?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead, Professor Raines.
Did you want me to read the article, or are we okay?
You mean the article on Regina King?
The article on the shooting in Inglewood.
Oh, yes, sir. I definitely want you to breaking news right here on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We're going to talk about the shooting. If you don't know about the two places in Inglewood, California, right by SoFi Stadium. We're going to hear it right now from Professor Raines. Professor Raines, please take the floor. Give us the news.
All right, so from ABC News, it says a woman celebrating her birthday and her sisters were among the four victims of a deadly targeted ambush early Sunday morning at a house party in Inglewood, witnesses say. The shooting occurred at 1:30 a.m. in the 1300 block of North Park Avenue, according to the Los Angeles County Fire Department. Three people were pronounced dead at the scene, and two others were transported to a hospital, a fire department spokesman said. Family members who spoke with ABC on Sunday say the party was being held for Brianna Steins, who was celebrating her 20th birthday. They say her 25-year-old sister, Marnisha Hamilton, was also killed. Investigators said one of the victims rented the home for the party. The surviving victim, a man who listed in critical condition, that person has an extensive criminal history and indicated he had a gang affiliation, as Sheila Timberlake mentioned, according to Inglewood Mayor James T. Butts. The other deceased individuals were not immediately identified. It goes on, Butts described the incident as a targeted ambush, adding that multiple suspects were involved and shell casing from an assault-style rifle was found at the scene. At least one handgun was also used, the mayor said. He said this is the deadliest crime seen in a single home or a single location in the city of Inglewood since the 90s. News footage from the scene showed a woman consoling another woman who was overcome with grief. A man was initially held back by police officers when he tried to approach one of the victims who was lying on the ground in front of a home, treated by firefighter paramedics. The man then briefly comforted the wounded victim, who was placed in an ambulance and taken to the hospital. No one was in custody in connection with the killing. Description of the suspects were not immediately available. So as was indicated by our panel, this was an ambush related to a gang-related affiliation of some type. So I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
Oh, wow, thank you. Thank you so much, Professor Raines. We announced breaking news on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. If you haven't heard it, you heard it now. So far, four people were killed in one place. Two of them were sisters. And my heart goes out to the mother who has to bury her two daughters on one day. That is unacceptable. It's unbelievable. Can't we all just get along, like Rodney King said, that famous line, can't we all just get along? All these guns on our street, all this shooting and mayhem, and it's just terrifying. It's unbelievable. We got to stay prayed up, y'all. We got to stay prayed up. It's like The Purge. You know that movie called The Purge where everybody just go out and do whatever they want to do? And they're talking about defunding the police department? Come on. No, you can't afford to defund the police department, not with this kind of crime going on. And this is right before the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is a week and a half away.
and the shooting took place down the street from SoFi Stadium. Okay? It's just unbelievable that you just can't have a birthday party anymore. You just can't have an innocent birthday party. These young people are dying so young, and they're all under the age of 25. You know, that's terrible. I'm gonna go back to Regina King, her son Alexander passing away. I wanna go to Vera Jones. Vera Jones, what do you wanna say, my sister, about mental health and seeing the signs of suicide? Please take the floor of Vera Jones.
Well, Eddie, first of all, it will be really important to listen. And we notice a change in people, but sometimes we just don't know why. So what we can do is offer support and offer professional help for them. And don't just put yourself on mute because you don't want to help them deal with whatever they're going through. Now, as Professor Reem said, this is definitely a chronic disease, depression. And we all have some type of anxiety, whether it's our loved ones that we lost, job, other stress. And these things are really tragic, and we have to remember to tell them to never, ever give up. That, you know, whatever is happening today, tomorrow, it will be a new day. And as far as the person going through depression, they have no pleasure. They have lost all the pleasure that they've had. So the loss of self is one thing that's really critical. So I did look up the number for behavioral help for the LA County Mental Health Line. And if you guys have a pen and paper available, today would be the day to keep a pen and paper available at all times. But the number is 800-854-7771. And that number, again, for behavioral help for the LA County Mental Health is 800-854-7771.
Wow, let's give a hand for Vera Jones sharing that phone number with us and that information.
Thank you, Vera.
Thank you, Vera.
Dr. Granny B, yes.
Eddie, can I say something? This is Sheba.
Yes, Sheba, go right ahead. What do you want to say?
Okay, I want to just say before we get off of the subject of the depression and things, mood swings, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the people you have around you, too, who won't be afraid to call you on it. I'm a person that people deem never needs anything, okay? She's not going to ask for help. She doesn't need your help. She's strong. She's independent. You know, she can handle it all. And so I've walked in that skin for many years, okay? And I could need something and I just won't say. But my family saw. Okay, so I had to make an adjustment in life and I had to come and move back with my mom. And she said, you know, Sheila, God told me, you'll know. You'll know why you're here. Because I didn't want to move back because I wanted to keep my independence. You understand what I'm saying? But my mother kept saying, God said that you're going to know why you're here. And so 1 year went by, 2 years went by, and I said, well, I still don't know, you know? And then the virus hit. I'm here. I'm working. I'm here, you know? And then I realized just this year, that if I would have been in my own place, I would have been at home suffering my silence. When my mother noticed I'm sleeping differently, I'm sleeping a lot anytime I was able to be home, I'm starting to munch, crunch, and whatever, you know, even when I wasn't hungry. So they noticed some things about me. And then I was like, oh, no, it's probably pandemic, you know, because I go home, come to work, go home. And then, like I said, my friends around me who know me well noticed, even over the phone conversations, how I was changed. And they kept bringing it up to me. So not until I had to say to myself, wait a minute, you better check something out, that I realized I had fell into a depression. So these things are noticeable. They're noticeable, but you got to have people around you who are not afraid to step to you and say, wait a minute, you know, something's changed. Maybe you need to take a look at it, you know? And then you have to be enough for yourself to say, let me take a look at what's going on with me. I do recognize these changes, and then do something about it. I didn't go professionally, but I have a group of people around me that I trust to talk to me, and I took a listen, and then I listened to myself. And then I went into prayer, and once he revealed it, then I said, okay, yes, let me take care of this.
Wow.
So it is. You can see it.
Okay.
Amen, Sheila.
Amen.
Let's see her hand. Because it's, you know, dealing with a situation like this. Yeah, thank you. Now we're talking about mental health. We're talking about suicide. Over the weekend, Regina King's son committed suicide. I'm still getting the Holy Ghost chills. And not only that, we're committing genocide on each other. So we're dealing with mental health issues. And to me, if you don't love your loved ones, if you don't love your loved ones, if you don't love your people in your community, and you hate on everybody, that's a form of genocide. Hate can lead to sickness and illness. But we have a mental health professional on our show. She is amazing, and she always gives us pertinent information pertaining to the subject matter of suicide, mental health. And our topic is mental health. What are the signs, and what can we do about it? Welcome to the show, none other than Aretha Adams-Jones, a.k.a., and this is just a joke, she's not a doctor yet, but on our show, we call her Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones. Please, everybody, welcome her to the show and give a hand. Good morning, Aretha Adams-Jones.
Good morning.
Dr. Aretha.
Good morning, Aretha.
Take it to the booth. Dr. Aretha.
God bless you. Happy Monday to all of you. And I praise God for my blessing flow, and I will like to acknowledge Pastor Eddie and thank him for this opportunity, and to all of us, the wonderful co-hosts and the guests that have called in. I got in late, and I do apologize, but I just wanted to piggyback on what I heard. And I heard Sister Sheila, and I heard Sister Vera give out a number. Thank you so much for giving out that number, Sister Vera. That's the number to the County of Los Angeles. We call it the PET team. It's the psychiatric emergency team. So thank you for giving out that number, Sister Vera. And I wanted to add, I don't know if someone gave the number to the Suicide Prevention Lifeline yet.
No.
Forgive me. Okay. So there's another number I wanted to add. It's the Suicide Prevention Lifeline. They don't call it the hotline. They call it the lifeline. And it's area code 800-273-8255. Once again, the Suicide Prevention Lifeline number is area code 800-273-8255. And I wanted to commend Pastor Eddie and the co-host for bringing this topic to the line. My sincere condolences go out to Ms. Regina King and her family. I was heartbroken. I heard the news, and then I read it, and my heart goes out to her. And you know, sometimes, as I think it was Sheila. I think her name is Sheila. You know, sometimes, you know, first and foremost, there's such a stigma attached to mental illness. There's a stigma attached to suicide as well. People don't want to talk about suicide. They don't want to talk about depression. It's such horrible stigma that really needs to be removed. I commend you to talk about this. Sure. When a person is depressed, there are personality changes. they become sad and despondent and hopeless. And you have to pay attention to statements made with what we call hopeless statements. You know, I have no reason to live. Some people do get quiet. So some people are just quiet and they, you know, they just keep it bottled up inside. A lot of times people make statements, hopeless statements like, you know, I have nothing, I have no reason to live. You'll be better off without me. The world will be better off without me. You know, begin to buy, some people begin to buy like deadly weapons and things, deadly possessions. They begin to give away their possessions that meant so much to them. That's a telltale sign, too. In addition, yeah. So, just, you know, this, it's so important to pay attention to the warning signs. People giving away things that meant so much to them. These collections that they collected for years, these special things of great sentiment, and they start giving them away. But you have to be talk to them, talk to them, see what's going on, offer support, offer encouragement, and don't leave them alone. If they are making suicidal steps, don't leave them alone. Okay, I just wanted to. To throw that in. So God bless you, and thank you for allowing me to share.
Oh, amen.
Thank you.
Dr. Rita.
Dr. Rita. Pastor Jones.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. I wanted to also ask, and well done, Dr. Aretha. You knocked out of the ballpark as usual. But now, one thing I wanted to ask you is about what happens if the person is trying to do everything they can, but they're still in a toxic environment, or their village is just not working or helping them. What do you suggest? Should that person move to another location, or should they find new friends, or what would you suggest?
Wow, that's a really good question. Well, the first thing you should do is pray. I always say, you know, pray for them. And sometimes, you know, that's a really good point, Professor Reams. I think that sometimes the environment that a person is in, it is and can be toxic. And sometimes it's a change of scenery works. Sometimes a change of scenery, sometimes just, you know, being in a different atmosphere makes all the difference. And I know for myself, that doesn't make a difference. But your affiliation and your, you know, your surroundings have a lot to do oftentimes with your mood and your moods and how you deal with things. And studies show that sometimes a change of scenery can lift depression. Being around positive people can change your outlook on life. So in answer to that question, that might not be a bad idea. But if a person, you know, you can definitely suggest that. You know, if someone is depressed and, you know, around people that are negative and they're telling them to snap out of the depression, being around different people would certainly help.
Super.
Thank you so much. Looks like we have a caller. We have a caller in the 323-388 area code. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. This is Melanie.
Well, let's say, everybody give a big hand for Melanie Aubrey. Let's give Melanie a big hand and say hi.
Welcome, Melanie.
Hey, Melanie, woo-hoo.
Hi, everybody. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
So, Melanie, we're weighing in on the suicide of Regina King's son, Alexander. And since you're on the line, go right ahead. Give us your take.
Well, I think that's about the saddest news a person can hear is the loss of a child. And my heart truly goes out to her, broken for her, really. And prayers, of course, for her and her family. And I just am, I'm glad that we're talking about it, like Dr. Aretha said, because I'm writing down these numbers and I'm listening in and learning that, you know, how important it is for us to pay attention. And, you know, all we can do is be as aware of those around us that we love and care for, our children or whomever they might be, someone else's child, and be the best support and encouragement that we can be. But I believe right now, you know, we're just going to keep wrapping our arms around Sister Regina and her family in prayer and do what we're doing now, bring about awareness and bring about, you know, understanding about how we can continue to do better and do our best for others.
Wow. Let's give a big hand for Melanie Aubrey, because I'm so happy here. I'm so good. I know. I know we're going to talk about financial literacy, and I can't wait, because, well, I tell you what, it's tax time, y'all. It's income tax return time, and they better treat us right with our taxes, you know. They better do us right. I don't want to hear no, because of Omicron, we can't get the checks out. No. Get them checks out, y'all. IRS. Because if somebody don't pay y'all, y'all know what y'all do. And you know how you act, IRS. Okay, so, but anyway, God is bigger than the IRS. That's right. So, we'll
hey,
talk about that later.
Eddie.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Can I say this to Melanie Aubrey? Melanie Aubrey, I seen one of your authors on CNN on How Money Works. So congratulations to you and congratulations to those guys.
Thank you so much.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's beautiful, guys. That's beautiful. Man, it just goes to show you put the work in. Look what can come out of it. You got to put in the work, though, to get some action out of it. We're talking about mental health issues. We're talking about suicide, paranoid schizophrenia, bipolar syndrome, nervous breakdown. It can happen. I want to go to my daughter, Solana Jones. Solana Jones, take the floor. Give us your take on Regina King, and our heart and our love goes to Regina King and her son, Alexander. But, Solana, please take the floor. Give us your take. How do you feel?
My heart goes out to, just as the entire panel said that, my heart goes out to Regina King and her entire family. It's bittersweet. I have four sons, and I pray God keep them every day. And so this situation is, it's, we all know that we have to go, but we never know the hour. So it's just, I'm praying for Regina's son's spirit, that he be somehow, wow,
it's okay.
A lot.
It's right.
I've been dealing
right.
with grief myself,
right.
So I pray that the family is okay, and I really do understand that it's going to be a difficult process for Regina to, like, you can never
yes.
really get over or, like, move on from a situation like that. So it will always be there. So just to give her the strength and the peace that she will need moving forward.
Hmm. Well, thank you so much, Solana. Let's thank you so much. And my heart goes out, because none of us can, God forbid we ever have to experience that as parents. That's it's so hard for Regina King right now. I know it is. I know she's at one of her lowest points in her entire life, not just her career, but her entire life. Now, she's not only an actress, but she's also a producer. She's won Tony Awards, Emmy Awards, BET Awards. She's a very popular lady. And, okay, Judith, I see you on Facebook Live. And I see you, Purpose, right there, Motion 5. I see you on Instagram. I see you out there on Facebook and Instagram, you guys. Thank you so much for joining us. This is a very subject, a very important subject matter, a very important topic. And I'm so glad that we have Aretha Adams Jones, who is a professional in mental health, on our show on a regular basis. I am honored to have Melanie Aubrey on our show, Professor Reams on our show, Linda Goldie on our show, who does poetry, Clarence Hamelin, our co-producer, Cousin V, our co-producer, Professor Reams, our co-producer. And right now, after hearing all that stuff, it's time for some poetry. But let's go to Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie, we're going to be switching the subject in just a minute. Our next topic is coming right up. But before we do, let's get some poetry. Thank you, Edith on Instagram says she's sending prayers and condolences to Regina King, her husband, and the family. And we want to shout out Instagram. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram and Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Instagram and Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live. And if you want to listen to the show, dial 646-787-8064. If you want to call in and say something about suicide or something about mental health, because we have to take the stigma off of mental health, y'all. We got to talk about it. We have to embrace it. You know, we have to. We're not living in, you know, we got to deal with this. And we got to see the signs when they come in front of our faces. We need to see the signs. And so I always tell all my kids, you know, I have an open door policy, 365 days a year. Whatever it is, I mean, I'm sure I've heard it before, and if I haven't, we're going to find out how to deal with it. And that's how we save each other. And that's how we love on each other. That's how we encourage each other. That's how we uplift each other. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. Linda Goldie, please take the floor. Let's get some poetry in motion. Go right ahead, Linda Goldie.
Okay. Before I do, I want to just mention a couple of things. For one thing, when you are speaking, Pastor Eddie, I don't hear anything in the background. But whenever Pastor Raines, Professor Raines has been speaking, I hear. And when Clarence has been speaking, I hear all kinds of noise in the background, you know. And I don't know how that happens, you know, but when you speak, I don't hear it. The other thing is that I have tried to commit suicide. I was in a coma for several days because I took almost an entire bottle of pills, and I never take medicine. So I'll just leave it at that. You know, I don't want to go into depth on it. When I was thinking about what to read this morning, I came across something that I wrote. I wrote it Sunday, September 9th, 2001, and I finished it at 1:30 in the morning on 9/10, the day before the towers collapsed. And I didn't know that was going to happen, but it was sort of prophetic because I called it Times of War, and it's a long poem, so bear with me. In times of war, you must go on. In spite of carnage, who was gone? Who was hurt and who held back? In times of war, you learn the knack of doing daily what you must to just survive and stay alive. But what you learn in times of war may carry over into more than you might want or bargain for. And so there is some nevermore. And if you've lived your life around some form of constant battleground, you learn your grieving must be brief, or you will never have relief from mourning those you've loved before. Another death is at your door. And if some death you've grieved at length, replaying it, it robs your strength. For what is left to live in then, you live in your regrets of when. Now times of war are here, my friend, and none can even comprehend just what another must go through. It's not the same for me as you, because each learns a way to cope that is their own. And so I hope and pray that you will find your way in times of war, that is today. And if war cannot be seen, it still is real and still is mean, but sometimes it can hide behind a passive face, misplace your mind, and dull your senses as you try to plow ahead and live not die. For there is still a sun to shine, a bird to sing, a path to climb, an ocean rolling its expanse against the shore to see once more. There is still a friend to find, a love perhaps, or someone kind. And when there's none, then God will be your all in all eternally. But now there is another chance to do some good, to find romance. And notice always, more and more, how precious is the reservoir of blessings God will bring your way when you wrap up in him and stay so firmly fixed that hell can't shake you loose from him, and you can make another step to go ahead, because your love is never dead. And even if your love should die, he will revive it if you cry in earnestness and seek his face, for he is first, you can't replace love for him with any form to comfort you or keep you warm. And so we go back to our source to find our life in his life force. And gently he will take us up and carry us and bring his cup, that we may learn to just be still, to hear his voice and know his will, and see his glory on that shore when we'll be done with times of war.
Wow, let's give a big hand for Linda Doty. That was amazing. That was very good.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Linda. Wow. Great, great. I got my big hug.
Yeah.
Wow, that, Linda, that was amazing, amazing, and very amazing. We needed to hear that here on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We are all a family here. I love everybody on this line, and we're all connected. We're all family. And everybody listening to the show, we're all connected. We're all family. Let's see. Purpose, motion five, but thank you, Mr. Jones, for this, how the people are alive to deal with the living. Amen. Praise God on that. That came from Instagram for purpose and motion five. Again, I'm going to read it. Thank you, Mr. Jones, for this outlet. People are alive to deal with the living. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody's going through some mental health issues right this very second. And just looking at this show could save a life. Just hearing that poetry could save someone. Hearing Professor Rain, hearing Clarence M. Allen, hearing Barry Jones, hearing Talana Jones, hearing Linda Goldie, hearing Melanie Opry, hearing someone today could save someone's life. Because as Sister Purpose said, thank you for this outlet. People are alive to deal with the living. And we are dealing with the living right now on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. We're going to switch reels a little bit here. We've been talking about suicide, and we've been talking about the five people that were killed, well, the five people that were shot and four died, and two were sisters in the city of Inglewood, right down the street from SoFi Stadium. And when you know when Mayor Butts comes on to talk about a shooting, you know it's something big. Because Mayor Butts is the one that helped put the SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, opened up all the new businesses and housing. And this, and that puts a really bad taste in people's mouths that want to come over there and use the Airbnbs and hotels and come to SoFi. They don't want to come over there thinking they're going to be shot. Even though this was a random shooting or a personal shooting or something, we don't need any shooting. So we need to put those guns down, and we need to stop hating on each other. If we could just get that red rag and that blue rag and tie it together and just move this whole gang thing out the way, we could be gazillionaires. But we can't work together. We got to be able to work together, and that's the only way we're going to make it. Which brings me to our second topic. Our second topic is, vaxxed or not vaxxed, will the shot save you, or how many shots will you need to be saved? Our second topic is, and I want to read this to you carefully, our second topic is, vaxxed or not vaxxed, will the shot save you, or how many shots will you need to be saved? And also, will the real vaccine please stand up? With a real vaccine, please stand up. We started over COVID-19.
SARS 2, SARS 1. Come COVID-19, and I do mean millions have died, millions around the world, millions. And then from COVID-19, we went to the Delta variant. Hundreds of thousands of people died. Then you have to get a shot for that, and a booster for that, and a booster for that. And then now we had Omicron. We have Omicron. And then Omicron, they have to find a shot for that. So that means you have to make a more powerful vaccine, because this one is more mutating faster and more contagious than the other two. And now they've introduced Flu Rona, which is half the flu and half coronavirus. I don't know who's coming up with these names, but I wonder what the next one is. Well, I'm not even going to claim the next one, but they're naming, putting some names on these things. When I heard Delta variant, I thought about the Florida Keys or something. I don't know why I thought about Florida, but the Delta variant. Now we've got Flu Rona, and so I'm going to read that again. First of all, with a real vaccine, please stand up. With a real vaccine, please stand up. And then I want to read it again. Our second topic is vax or not vax. Will the shot save you, or how many shots will you need to be saved? How many shots? Because in the beginning, Dr. Fauci said, when you take this shot, you can take your mask off and you won't have to put it back on. Well, we know that wasn't the truth. We tried to go without our mask. The churches have been shut down completely. The churches are shut down, but yesterday in two different football stadiums, it was filled with human beings, and they didn't have on a mask. Vaxxed or not vaxxed? With a real vaccine, please stand up. I can't help. Normally I go straight to Professor Reen. But today I want to switch it up a little bit. I want to go to Aretha Adams Jones. Aretha Adams Jones, could you please take the floor? Vaxxed or not vaxxed? With a real vaccine, please stand up. The football stadium, as you saw yesterday, was full of people. The clubs are full of people. The concerts are full of people. But the church is emptied and shut down. Please take the floor and give us your take on vaxxed or not vaxxed. With a real vaccine, please stand up. Go ahead, Aretha.
Okay. Thank you so much. You know what? I am piggybacking off of, you know, it's really hard to hear. I'm not sure what's going on, but there's, I know Sister Linda mentioned that there's a lot of background. So you were asking, there's a lot of noise in the background. But anyway, okay. You were asking.
Well, let me ask you a question. Is the noise gone away right now?
Okay, now it's better? Yeah, it's fine. Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. Go right ahead.
So you were asking, will the real vaccine please stand up? Is that what you asked?
Well, what I'm saying is vaccine or not vaccine. First of all, we love you whether you got the vaccine or not. That's what I mean. Vaxxed or not, we still love you. But also, will the real vaccine please stand up? Because people would have to still keep taking these booster shots and stuff, and you got the stadiums are full of people with no mask on, and I don't know if they have shots or not, but nobody has on a mask. And, you know, I want to know what is the real vaccine that can stop this coronavirus and all these other coronas like Delta variant, Omicron, Flu Rona, you know, these shots are not powerful enough. So will the real vaccine please stand up that's going to stop all of these diseases? Go right ahead. Go right ahead, Aretha Adams.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you for the clarification. And now I can hear a lot better. Thanks a bunch. So, you know, with regards to the vaccine and being vaccinated and, you know, with the rule of vaccine, please stand up. I know that, you know, this nation is just so divided. It's so divided, you know, does it really work? Is it going to protect us? How much more, you know, how many more boosters will we have to get? And, you know, I have to say that, you know, I'm very transparent, and I share that I received, you know, both of the vaccines. I'm fully vaccinated. I got the booster. But, you know, my faith and trust lies in God. And, you know, I do believe, now this is just my opinion, I believe that there are things and there are procedures and help that's put in place, you know, to help us. And sometimes it doesn't always help. It's not, you know, it's not perfect. We're not in a perfect world, and, you know, people make mistakes, and nothing's 100% perfect. But I always look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. And so we just have to pray. I don't judge people for taking the vaccine or for not taking the vaccine, for getting the vaccine or not getting the vaccine. You know, that's up to them, and they have reasons for doing it, reasons for not doing it. You know, that's their decision, that's their choice. But my thing is, if you're going to, you know, if you're not going to be vaccinated, you should at least wear a mask. And I know people get really upset about that, but the mask does help. The mask helped. And so I think that people should be wearing masks if they're not vaccinated. The least they could do is wear the mask. And not just to protect themselves, but just it's a matter of respect for other people. Okay? Thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. Thank you, Barry. Thank you very much, Aretha Adams Jones. We really appreciate your. Thank you so much. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to go to Melanie Aubrey. Melanie Aubrey, please take the floor. Our second topic is vax or not vax. Will the shot save you, or how many shots will you need to be saved? Okay, and then will the real vaccine please stand up? Okay, go ahead, Melanie Aubrey.
Loaded question. You know, yeah. I appreciate Dr. Aretha sharing, and I respect everything that she has said. I do think, though, that if we're going to talk about masks, that I think if you're unvaccinated or vaccinated, you should wear a mask. And I know I don't like the mask. Trust me, they really get on my nerves because after a while, if you have to have them on for any length of time, I mean, more than 10 minutes at a time, I don't know how frontline workers just work with them constantly all day long. But, you know, they really do kind of drain you because it feels like you're just inhaling your own carbon dioxide or whatever. But I just think it's more out of respect that you wear a mask if you're going to be closer than, you know, the 6 feet to someone. And then if you are outdoors, you know, then just a little bit of a different scenario. I am not vaccinated, and that was my choice. Thank God I have a choice, because that's really what I think most people, not all, but most people who are not vaccinated feel strongly about, the fact that I should have a choice as to what I want in my body. And, you know, unfortunately, people who have gotten vaccinated, you know, with the idea that all it's going to take is these two shots and I'm good, you know, that's disheartening to now find out you have to have a booster and there's other strains and things that no one could have predicted, you know. So I think that because we all believe God and we all believe his word, that whichever way we have gone, it's still our faith in God. It's still our faith in the Lord. Psalms 91, his blood, his protection, our immune system, our being wise and doing the most that we can to stay healthy, you know. And so I don't think there will be a real vaccine that will stand up to everything. But I just believe that, you know, as far as people, we love each other, we respect each other, and we have to respect each other's choices. Thank you for that. Let me share.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Let's give a hand for Melanie Aubrey opening up and sharing. Because,
well said, Melanie. Woo-hoo.
You know, these are personal choices that, and you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show tonight. Thank you guys for joining me on Instagram and Facebook Live and on blogtalkradio.com and at 646-787-8064. I want to go right to Vera Jones. Vera Jones,
vaccine or no vaccine, will the real vaccine please stand up? And when I say that, I say, will the real vaccine please stand up? Because there's so many boosters now that you got to take. Every time they come out with a new phase of this COVID-19, they have to move, they have to bump the shots up. They got to increase the shot's ability to fight off these different variants. So will the real vaccine please stand up? Hopefully they'll have one that'll just knock this whole thing in the head. And Edie on Instagram said, go Melanie, and clap your hands and everything. But without further ado, Vera Jones, please take the floor. Vaxxed or not vaxxed, will the real vaccine please stand up? What do you think, Vera?
Well, Eddie, that's a good question. Vax or not vax, will they please stand up? And guess what? It's standing up at this particular time. And as Melanie mentioned, first we had to begin with prayer every single day, because we know those that have had two shots, a booster, and some, and guess what? They are no longer here, or they did actually get the virus. So we have to continue on what we've been doing this long for self-care. And I just have an opinion that there will be countless vax, countless shots, countless jabs, and countless boosters. So as long as there is life, there will be recreating something new. So let's continue to keep one another safe and healthy with or without the vax.
Amen. Thank you, Vera, very much. Very much. I appreciate that. That was very good. Now, we're going to be switching reels in just a minute.
Can I say something real quick?
Yes, you sure can. Go right ahead.
Okay. You know, there's a thing in the stores for most women. It says one size fits all, right? Which is such a lie. Mm-hmm. So how can a shot fit everybody? It can, right? And I did not want the shot. I didn't believe in it. I didn't want it. I didn't take it to save anybody's life or anything like that. I did take it, and before I took it, I mean, I really prayed and I really asked God for his blood. Let his blood fall in me first, then when they shoot me, let his blood fall in it right behind it and cover my body. The only reason why I took the shot was because it was affecting travel, okay, that I could not go anywhere. I travel out of the country, and I could not do that. And I said, well, wait a minute. You know, you're shutting everything down. You're doing this. You're doing that. But you're not going to take my world that I like all the way from me. So I'm going to put God on this right here, and I'm going to say, please protect me. Don't let whatever this is hurt the inside of me, okay? Because I don't believe in no one-size-fit-all, because I've tried it in the store, and it don't work. They're coming out with all these pills. I don't take pills on a general when my doctor tells me, so I'm sure not going to do that. Now you got the Rona flu. You got the this, the that. These people are driving us all crazy. Where a lot of people are living off of fear. I wish that they trust God, fear should not enter you, you know, and let him lead you. Quit letting these people on the news, the TV, your friends, your family, everybody. You got to do what's right for yourself and what's right for your own life.
Right.
And the only reason
That's
why
right.
I took it, because they said I couldn't get on a plane. Well, bump that. I'm going to be on a plane today.
We're on a subject matter of vax or not vax. Will the real vaccine please stand up? And I say that because every time I turn around, there's a new booster out, you know, I'm just like, wow. You're gonna have so many vaccines that you're going to have so many different things inside of you. I'm wondering if your body will become just immune to every single thing. And, I mean, you know, I'm not knocking anybody that's vaxxed, and I'm not knocking anybody that's not vaxxed, but will the real vaccine please stand up so we can stop? Because people are tired of taking shots right now. And one more thing before we get off this subject. One more thing. 12-year-olds are able to make the decision. 10 years old or 12 years old? I think it's 10 years old are able to make the decision on whether they want to take the shot without their parents. It's 12?
Yes, it's
12.
12, yes.
Okay, it's 12. And I think that's too early for a 12-year-old to be making those kind of serious decisions. I mean, that means your kid can go to school and take a shot without you knowing. That means that you don't have any control. Your child can come and be like, I'm taking a shot and you're not doing anything about it. I'll call Child Protective Services because you won't let me take the shot. Well, they could take the shot without your permission. Now, that went all the way, I believe, that went to the Supreme Court. I believe it went all the way to the Supreme Court. And whoever put that, that's terrible. I'm going to just leave that right there. I'm going to go to Tawana Jones. Tawana Jones, how do you feel about vaxxed or not vaxxed? And will the real vaccine please stand up? Go right ahead, Tawana.
Oh, wow.
Tawana, are you there?
Dad.
Oh,
I am.
Okay.
I personally do not believe there is a real vaccination that will stand up to flu, Rona, COVID-19, Delta, and Omicron. And the Omicron is the most worst, severe. I agree with our panel. I believe solely, fully in God. I am trusting my immune system that he birthed me with to him and keeping and doing my necessary faith work, which is my turmeric, my ginger, my green tea and matcha, I drink water and fluids every day, and also to keep my children's immune systems built as well. As far as a child being able to make their own decision on taking vaccinations, we couldn't even do that in the doctor's office, and now it is okay. It's like taking your parents' authority away for your well-being and health, and I don't agree with that.
Thank you very much, Solana. Let's give a big hand.
Amen.
I don't
think anybody does.
I don't agree with that. Linda Goldie, vaxxed or not vaxxed, will the real vaccine please stand up? What do you want to say, Linda?
I want to say that I think everybody should get this book that I'm reading. I found it at the thrift store, but it's called Germs, Biological Warfare, Vaccinations, What You Need to Know. It's written by Gary Null, PhD, with James Feast. And it's a real eye-opener about any kind of vaccination, what they've done with vaccinations. And I'm really in a quandary of what I should do, because my granddaughter is going to be graduating from college sometime this summer. And
mm-hmm.
I was there for her high school graduation. But if I miss her college graduation, she's going to think I don't care about her, but I don't want to take a vaccination, so I don't know what to do.
Well, let me tell you what to do, Linda Goldie. You could take the test two days before or 3 days before, and you'll get a negative result back, and then you could just take a copy of the test with you, and they'll still let you in.
Oh, then
Amen.
I'll be able to fly?
You'll be able to fly, too, as long as you have a negative test. You'll be able to fly.
Okay.
And you can still fly and go where you want to go as long as you have a negative test.
Okay. Praise God. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Thank you. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We count down with 34 minutes. We want to get all the segments in. We didn't hear from Clarence and Mellon because we want to hear about Regulate the Manual. We didn't hear from Professor Reins because we want to hear the commentary. But without further ado, let's go right into our, I'm going to give you a quick sports report because I don't see Cousin V on the line, so but we'll get to that later. Really quick, our word of the week. Our word of the week, and write it down, get your pen and paper out so I can give you our word of the week, and then I'll get our scripture of the week. And then we're going to go right to Melanie and Aubrey for financial literacy. And following financial literacy, we're going to have mental health and you. Following mental health and you, we'll have health and wellness.
on health and wellness, we'll have the regulator. And after the regulator, we'll have the commentary. And our closing remarks will be poetry from Mrs. Linda Goldie, all on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. And we are counting down. Without further ado, our word of the week is epiphany. Epiphany. Joseph in the Bible had epiphany and shared it with the king. And the king used Joseph to show him many things. Epiphany. Okay, and our scripture of the week is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 through 8. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 through 8, and it reads, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Verse 8, it will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. That's Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. I'm going to read it one more time. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. That's our word of the week is epiphany. Our scripture of the week is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. Without further ado, Melanie Aubrey, please take the floor. Give us financial literacy.
Thank you, Pastor Eddie. And I'm going to be mindful that there is a lot of information that's coming behind me to be a blessing to people. I also want to just say that if you have a pen and paper, please be ready. I am going to share some things you can write down, and I'm going to give my number at the end that you can please call me and follow up with me if you would like after that. But financial wellness is important, again, like mental wellness. I think a lot of our emotional and social well-being comes from how we handle money. And it's unfortunate that the school system has really let us down by not teaching us how money works. And so we all are in that same position. And if you have learned about money and your money is where you want it to be, then praise God, you know, because someone who had some information shared that with you and gave you that knowledge. And so for most people, though, the pandemic was not just a health crisis, it was a financial crisis. And so with that, I am going to offer a complimentary copy of the book, How Money Works, Stop Being a Sucker, to anyone who's listening who would like to read this best-selling book that reads like a comic book. It's not a boring read-before-you-go-to-bed financial book. It tells you about concepts of money that the wealthy know, that the wealthy teach their children, and that we all wish we had been taught when we got our first paycheck. So the book is available. We're not calling people suckers. We're saying that the banking institutions and all the financial institutions give us lollipops, and they're the ones calling us suckers because they know what they're doing. They know how they're taking advantage of people. That's why they're all the high-rise buildings with the marble floors and the beautiful furniture. We pay for all of that with our banking accounts and our low-interest savings accounts. So, okay, the money milestones are the general concepts in the book. There's seven of them. The first one is, get a financial education. If you get the book, you're off to a good start. Second, secure proper protection, cash your life insurance, and so forth. Third, create an emergency fund. We always talk about 3 to 6 months of your expenses being saved somewhere. Number four, apply debt management, working to get the debt down or paid off completely. Number five, increase cash flow. Number six, build your wealth. And number seven, protect your wealth. And since Pastor Eddie mentioned about tax season, I'm just saying that there's several tax products. Some are taxable, like your savings account and CDs. Some are tax deferred, like your 401ks and some fixed annuities. And some are taxes exempt, which means you don't pay any taxes on it. Those are your Roth IRAs and some life insurance policies. So those are things that when we don't know the difference and we just kind of take on what someone tells us we should do in HR, we may or may not benefit from that in the long run, or there may be things that we could have benefited from better. So I just want to say that that's financial literacy. Remember, we are kingdom citizens. And so what God says about us and our finances is the bottom line. And I really think that we have been financially illiterate when it comes to that as well, because we just have not been taught. And I don't fault anyone, any pastors or any leaders. I say it's my own responsibility to get in the Word, to find out what God says, to believe him for abundance, because that's what he promises. He said, I came to give you life and life more abundantly. And that's all that I'm going to be able to share in this time. If anyone wants to reach me, my phone number is the best way to reach out to me. It's area code 323-388-7158. Again, my name is Melanie Aubrey. You can call me at 323-388-7158. Thank you so much for letting me share, Pastor Eddie. I give back to the rest of the co-hosts.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Melanie Aubrey. That was good. Everybody on Facebook, people on Facebook, could you write the number down? And then also, too, Edith, can you post it up on Instagram, please? The number that you just heard just now, just post it up on Instagram so everybody can get it on Facebook and Instagram. Without further ado, Aretha Adams-Jones, please take the floor. Give us mental health and you.
Okay, good morning again, Pastor Eddie, co-host and guests. This segment of Mental Health in You, I'll be coming to you with the power of forgiveness, the power of forgiveness. And oftentimes it's so hard for us to forgive. You know, we all have been hurt, and it's just a horrible feeling when we are hurt. And sometimes we have a hard time forgiving. But when we forgive, studies show that forgiveness releases depression. Forgiveness releases anger and hostility and hurt and pain and anxiety. And when we forgive, it is empowering and it allows freedom, believe it or not. It allows freedom. And so we need to learn to forgive the ones who have hurt us. Forgive the ones who have hurt you. And learn to forgive the hardest person of all to forgive, and that's yourself, okay? And remember that mental health matters, and it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Aretha. Come on, let's give it
Dr.
up for Aretha.
Aretha.
Oh, my God. Man, forgiveness.
Thank you.
We got to forgive.
Amen, Dr. Aretha.
Thank you, Dr. Aretha. Wow. Hey, you guys, I forgive all of you guys. I forgive everybody out there. You guys forgive too, okay? No, seriously. Okay, now.
We forgive you too, Daddy. All is love.
Yeah, please. Uh-oh. I forgive everybody. Y'all forgive me too. Please forgive me if I didn't call you when I said I would. Without further ado, it's time for health and wellness with Vera Jones. Vera Jones, please take the floor. Give us health and wellness, and then we're going to go to Talana Jones with words of wisdom. And it's at 10:43 a.m. Go right ahead. Take the floor, Vera.
Okay, Eddie. Well, due to the sake of time, I will do this on a part two series. But today, we are speaking of ways to relax, release, restore, and rejuvenate and reduce stress. And we're going to do that in the bath, by taking a bath. So not only are there just those R's of stress relievers, we have to take a moment, and this is for everyone, men, women, children, and take to inhale and exhale, breathing with your mouth and out through your nose. The benefits of a bath is for purification, for inflammation, releases dead skin, it hydrates our soul, and it's like Sheila said, taking a mental break. It also releases toxins. It's great to do meditations while you're in the tub, affirmations, and just relax. And you can dream in the tub, you can sing, and you can do whatever is fit for your body. But try and soak if you can for at least 15 to up to an hour if you can. And make sure that you prep your area in advance. Prep your area with some candles, pillows, towels, your favorite beverage, H2O, some tea. And I like to snack on a couple of grapes sometimes. going to be in there for a while. And she also mentioned the facial. And I will mention what to add to a facial if you're going to prepare for your own. And do not forget the music. Whether you're listening to some jazz, some drum, some meditation, or the Hertz music, which is the Hertz number 432, which is a calming Hertz number to relax and calm your heart. And while you're in there, on that pillow, make sure you elevate your feet and do some neck rotations with your wrists, your ankles. And next week, I will be including on some of the favorite soaps and some of my favorite fruits, flowers, and herbs and salts that I add to my bath. And for diabetics, it will be a segment for diabetics also, because there are a lot of things that diabetics should not put in their bath. And for diabetics to make sure that they do not have the water too hot and they don't have any open sores or cuts. So while you're in the tub, let's remember to stretch and relax. And we can't forget the feet. So let's relax, rejuvenate, restore, reduce stress, and rejuvenate the body, mind, soul, and spirit. And next week, I'll be back with what I add to my baths. Amen.
Amen. All right, give it up for wellness.
You go.
Health and wellness. Yeah.
Right up my alley.
Granny V. Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Man, I'm going to sleep in the tub already. Well, anyway, you're on Andy Jones Radio Talk Show. Without further ado, it's time for words of wisdom. Words of wisdom. Okay, wait, I hear some noise in the background. Hello? Words of wisdom with Tawana Jones. Oh, yeah, we can hear you now. Go right ahead. Take the floor.
Today's words of wisdom is in honor of anyone who is going through grief right now and needs to hear a little word of wisdom. I pray you enjoy. It's been helping me as well. I had my notion of grief. I thought it was a sad time that followed the death of a loved one or a loss of a relationship. And you have to push through. You have to push through it to get to the other side. But I've learned that there is no other side. There is no pushing through. But rather, there is absorption, there is adjustment, and there is acceptance. Grief is not something that you complete, but rather you endure. Grief is not a task that you finish and move on from either, but it is an element of yourself, an alteration of your being, a new way of seeing, and a new definition of self. Thank you. I pray you enjoy it.
All right. Thank you for the work. Wow.
Good job. Knocked it right out of the ballpark.
Wow. And without further ado, it's time for Regulate the Manual. It is 10:48 a.m. Professor Reams will be next with the commentary, and then we're going to close out with some poetry from Linda Goldie. But right now, Clarence and Mallon, co-producer, take the floor. Give us Regulate the Manual.
Thank you, Pastor Eddie. First, let me make a correction. That was KTLA-5 that I saw the author on How Money Works. Today, the name of the gangs who are left over from back in the days have long lost their luster. With the new kids on the block, there's no honor and respect for the name of the gangs. The honor and the respect for anything and everything has been tossed out of the window and have played it out. There are many names of the same old school gangs, and they have also been watered down and carpeted. These things have been going on since the division started among the gangs. This name of the gangs and that name of the gang, it does not mean a thing. Now we have a neighborhood against the neighborhood and gang against the gang. For what? By the way, do not forget there are also some neighborhoods against themselves, and there are some gangs against themselves. Could all this be due to the fact that there are some names of some gangs
And there are some rules to the games that have been discarded and buried. These rules and the names, they are no longer lived for anymore. The Triple OG is hitting his targets. Today, it seems like the gangs, the rules, and their names have been buried in the backyards of our neighborhood and discarded for good. This should not be so. The gangs, the rules, the name of the old school legends should be flying up high in the front yard of every neighborhood around the world and revered. I'm going to stop there because of time. You have listened to a short reading of the gangs inside of Regulate the Manual. Thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. Go to regulatethemanual.com or hit me up for a personally autographed copy. Thank you very much. God bless you. Have a wonderful week.
All right, all right. Regulate the Manual. Regulate the Manual.
Thank you, Regulator.
Wow. Thank you so much, Brother Clarence. We're counting down. It's 10:50 a.m. on this wonderful, beautiful Monday. We've had what the show we have had today. What quite a show. And really quick, I'll just say this on the sports report. The Rams won. Yes, the Rams won. The Kansas City Chiefs won. They won. The Bengals won. Yes, they won. And next week, the Rams will be playing the San Francisco 49ers at SoFi Stadium. And from there, we'll see who goes to the Super Bowl. Okay, so that's our short sports report today. And without further ado, it is time for the commentary. Professor Reams, please take the floor. Give us the commentary.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. And in the interest of time, because I don't want to give Linda enough time for her poem, we will make this very short and succinct. However, one thing I want to do is thank everyone to Pastor Jones for this wonderful forum, as well as to the co-producers and co-hosts who have always, always been brilliant. This is just a reflection of what we've talked about. So thank you, Clarence Allen. Thank you, Cousin V. Shout out. Thank you, Dr. Granny V, for everything. To Lana, again, knocked it out of the ballpark. To Melanie, I always think of all of us as kingdom citizens, so thank you for a reminder about money. Dr. Aretha, as usual, always an honor, and thank you for reminding us about mental health. And Linda Goldie, not only am I going to get my hug this morning, but a second hug this afternoon. And to our guests, thank you so much, Sheila Timberlake, for starting us off with a wonderful topic. We began our discussion with the idea, with the unfortunate death of Regina King's son, but also the deaths that were occurring in Inglewood. We also had the discussion about vax, no vax, of which we've talked about the impact of what would happen, and is there going to be a single vaccine that's going to resolve everything? And in thinking about all these things, the word of the week is epiphany. So what we want to do is dedicate this whole program to the idea of epiphany, which is defined as illuminating discovery, of which we have been enlightened to the knowledge that we have provided for today. So let's give an example of what illuminating discovery does. First of all, we had an illuminating discovery about suicide, and if there are issues going on, this show was able to identify the signs. It also provided what's going on mentally. It also gave advices on what can be done. And in doing so, it also gets back to Clarence Allen's monsters dealing with the Haunted Soul Brother, that this is another one of the negative monsters that we're dealing with, and it is the idea of self-doubt, of despair, and also what happens when we are not grounded in the Lord, and also our issues that we need to always call out to the Father whenever things are going on. And what he's telling us is one simple word, live. You shouldn't live by worrying about dying. You should live and move forward and also be reflective and be in prayer with no fear and also no hesitation, because that is what he's offering. When we get the idea of vax, no vax, let's understand the vax, it is what it is. The goal is to have a negative test. So if you don't have it, whether you're vax or no vax, then you have achieved the goal. And we are so well reminded by Dr. Granny V about all the vitamins, all the herbs, and all the things that we have to do with our physical health to keep things going. And also the mental health that Dr. Aretha reminds us to, because both are working at the same time. And if we can remove the stigma on health and also mental health, then it places us in a wonderful situation, because it almost seems like we're in a state of always grieving and always fearing about things. However, we had Tolana provide us with the wonderful epiphany of how to handle grief through absorption, adjustment, and acceptance. And that's the first step, and that's the way that God deals with his epiphany. We've also talked about that there's evil around us at all times. However, in that way, there's always been that, and we have the epiphany that now it's in the open, and we can now address it, just like we deal with mental health. And the one thing that comes in, which is the biggest thing that Dr. Aretha gave us, was the power of forgiveness. Because the fact that when we're in grief and when we're in depression and we are having trouble with day-to-day life, we forget to forgive ourselves. So in looking at this, we should take what Dr. Granny V gave us on how to do the four, now five R's. We need to relax. We need to release. We need to restore. And we need to reduce our stress, because God would like us to rejuvenate our souls. And in doing so, we do it through him, through prayer, and through reflection. And with that, that's
Professor
my commentary.
Oh, amen.
Awesome.
We just love Professor Reem. Amen.
I'm in the trunk to the limo.
Oh, man, me too, man. I'm getting in the back seat right now, man. Close the trunk. Let's go.
Linda Golding, anyway,
I'm in the limo. I'm waiting for Linda.
Oh, my gosh. Now, without further ado, that was an amazing commentary. Let's go to Linda Golding for our closing poetry for the day. Let's go to our segment, Poetry in Motion. Linda, please take the floor. Close us out with one of your poems. Linda, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Linda,
can you hear me?
Linda, can you start over? Because for some reason we couldn't hear you. Let's give a big hand for Linda first. Let's welcome her back. Let's welcome Linda back. Give her a big hand.
Sorry, Linda.
Come on.
Go there.
Yeah. All right.
Linda, please tell us the title of your poem, and please start over. Thank you so very much.
Okay, it's called Every Day. Every day I wake up, it's a challenge to remain, whether I'm discouraged or in pain. I move myself to prove myself that I am still alive, because the spirit in me must survive. The person in the mirror is a stranger to my sight, someone I laugh or look at with some fright. But then I tell myself I need to fight. I go about the business of attending to some needs, while time is moving faster and it speeds beyond each limitation that I face. But God is still in heaven, in his place. He lets me know he loves me when the clouds begin to part. The light starts coming through, and then I start to see his heart. It's in the fallen leaves that cover tender plants below. It's in the summer breeze and in the purity of snow. It's even in the touch or smile of someone that I know, and all of his creation tells me so.
Wow, let's give a big hand.
Amen.
Superb. Double hug.
Okay,
amen.
Vera,
excuse me, Eddie. May I add one comment, please, Eddie?
Yes, please. Yes, go right ahead, Vera. Go right ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to add an announcement about a food giveaway. A food giveaway, which will be tomorrow. Actually, Friday. It will be this coming Friday at Grace United Methodist Church. Food giveaway is at Grace United Methodist Church, and it's from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. And it's located right on Flossen, just before Overhill. I don't have the exact address at this moment, but, it's Flossen and Verdam. Okay, so it's usually produce and others. Amen.
Wow, thank you. All right, Vera, thank you very much. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. I want to thank all of our co-producers and our co-hosts on the show today. I want to thank Melanie Aubrey. I want to thank Vera Jones.
I want to thank Aretha Adams Jones. I want to thank Tamana Jones. I want to thank Professor Reins. I want to thank Clarence M. Allen. I want to thank Linda Goldie. And I want to thank Prophetess Monica and everyone who, that has an affiliation with our show. And to all the listeners out there and all the people out there, I want to thank you. I want you to have a wonderful week. Whatever you do, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Remember that the best is yet to come. And whatever you do, remember the five C's. Cool, calm, collected, composed, and compassionate for whoever and whatever is trying to make you upset. I love you all. And there's nothing you can do about it but just love me back. I'm giving you love. Take that love with you. Remember, our word of the week is Epiphany. Our scripture of the week is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. And we're going to, oh, yeah, by the way, Edith on Instagram, we're going to get you the phone number for Melanie Aubrey and so you can get one of her books. And anybody else, just hit me up and text me, and I'll make sure that you get connected to Melanie Aubrey so you can get your book, okay? God bless y'all. And remember, the best is yet to come. But what is the question? What is the question? And the real question is, what's going on, y'all? I love you. God bless you. Peace. What's going on? I don't own the rights to this music. I don't own the rights to this music. All right? So here we go. Okay, we're having some, let's see. We're trying to get Marvin on, but okay, well, if we can't get him on, then I know what to do. Let's do it the old-fashioned way. I don't own the rights to this music, okay, you guys? I don't own the rights to this music. Brother, brother, there's too many of you dying. Yeah. Mother, brother, sister, there's far too many of you dying. Don't you know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today? Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. Yeah. War is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. Don't you know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today? Pick a side, sister, pick a line, brother, don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me so you can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. Mother, sister, everybody thinks that we're wrong. We ain't wrong. Oh, but who are they to judge us? Simply because our hair is long. Don't you know, we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Oh, pick a line, sister, pick a sign, brother, don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh,
what's going on?
I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
All right, y'all. I love you. God bless you. Have a wonderful, beautiful week. And what a wonderful show. If you enjoyed our show, just say amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you. I'm glad you guys enjoyed the show. Praise the Lord. Talk to y'all next week. I love y'all. Peace.